Hackatao, Alice in Cryptoland, 2020. When you sit with a nice girl for 2 hours, you think it's only a minute. But when you sit on a hot stove for a minute, you think it's 2 hours. Albert Einstein. In Tim Burton's Big Fish, time literally freezes when Edward Blum first sees his future wife. In the curious case of Benjamin Button, Mr. Gateau makes a clock that runs backwards so that the boys, including his son, who lost their lives in the war, could come back home to their families. Welcome, everybody, to the biggest delusion of humanity, time. Many words have been said and many pages have been written in both the worlds of science and literature about time and its never-ending influence on our lives. To date, psychologists and sociologists are still often referring to the fictional characters that the author Lewis Carroll masterfully created to inhabit the spaces of his masterpiece, Alice in Wonderland. And here we are, with Hackatao, in front of one of the most emblematic stories of all time, The White Rabbit and the Rabbit Hole. If we all agree amongst the many interpretations of the novel, that the adventures of Alice represent the transition from childhood to adulthood and all that goes with it, we would easily understand that what those long, wide, jumping ears symbolize first is curiosity. Alice is following the rabbit into the rabbit hole. She doesn't know where he's going, and yet she wants to know, pushed by her need for exploration and knowledge. In order to do so, she needs to fall into her subconscious through a tunnel, therefore into Wonderland. Hackatao's Alice uses the VR Oculus to satisfy her thirst and get into the land of many wonders. But the rabbit is not escaping anymore. He sits on her shoulder. Another meaning that is central to the white rabbit is, of course, time. The quadruped is always running late, at any point of the story. I'm late for a very important date. But something is different with this Alice. She now is the one holding the clock. It's the clock of the metaverse. We hope you are ready for the journey. It doesn't matter what time you woke up today. In fact, you were already late. Side effects, fuzzy and foggy. Fasten the seatbelt and go. Through the spinning time of the blockchain, the endorphins of social media craving, the eternal repetition of a second and the oblivion of a whole story captured in an instant, the auction's adrenaline, the bipolarism of drops and rises, new galleries, new museums, new platforms, new systems, new technologies popping up in the paradise of architecture and the best dream of a spider, the web. In the wonderland of virtual, everything can happen, and your clock will perpetually be set forward. While the world is stopping and pausing due to a global pandemic, the metaverse is centrifuging. In a moment where we are forced to sit and think, to digest and assimilate the concept of a global time versus our personal time while working from home, what are we learning? Does art, the vaccine for our souls, need a little bit more of time? Art has always required a longer time to exist when compared to the speed of its market. In the crypto art world and the metaverse, this phenomenon manifests exponentially. Does art deserve, like us, to sit and think about her own time and a worldwide time? Do our pieces need more time to be absorbed by our minds, to be enjoyed, to enter our DNA and be part of that genetic memory which won't allow us to forget about their spirit the day after, following a compulsive auction? Do artists need more time for their creative mind to keep up with the market demand? Is this vaporization of art, today radiant and tomorrow vanished, what we really need? What is the time of life and what is the time of Wonderland? Both of them are an illusion. But maybe while floating into the rabbit hole, we should start setting our clocks backwards. It's about time.